器来查看。
So this the victory
就是我们的胜利。
Victory over our sin.
啊，因为这个啊，信心帮助我们胜过啊这个罪恶。
Actually, a lot of time the reason we feel sad.
啊，很多时候我们觉得忧伤。
Or we feel depressed inside of us.
啊，或者是我们心里头觉得沮丧。
Because we feel that the sin is ruling over us.
啊，因为我们感受到好像罪啊胜过我们。
But for those of us who are born again.
啊，但是对我们重生得救的人。
To this water and the Spirit of God.
啊，是借着水跟圣灵。
We should not allow sin to overcome us.
啊，我们不应该让罪来胜过我们。
Because those of us who are born again.
啊，因为对我们啊这个重生得救的人。
We have overcome the world.
啊，我们已经胜过这个世界。
Let's turn to 1 John again, chapter 5.
啊，我们来看。再看这个约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter five。
约翰一书的第五章。
Chapter five, verse four and five。
啊，约翰一书第五章第四节跟第五节。
Verse four。
第四节。
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Verse five.
啊，第五节。
Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
啊，第四节说，因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界；使我们胜了世界的，就是我们信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
Even though the world is a rough place for us to live in.
啊，虽然说这个世界啊是一个艰巨的地方。
But we should not be concerned.
啊，但是呢，我们不要惧怕。
Because we have overcome the world.
啊，因为我们已经胜了这个世界。
By the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
Because we are born again through His blood.
啊，因为我们是借着啊耶稣的宝血来重生得救。
But the Bible stated otherwise.
啊，圣经啊有另外的说法。
That every single one of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
啊，就是说圣经定义我们大家都是犯了罪，而且亏欠了神的荣耀。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 3.
我们看一下罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书第三章的第二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
啊，说因为世人都犯了罪，而且亏欠了神的荣耀。
So when this verse say all have sinned and fall short of God's glory, is this true for every single one of us?
啊，是不是这句话也是指着大家？
What do you guys think? Let's do some interaction so we stay awake a little bit.
大家来回答这个问题，所以就不会睡觉。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, is this true?
啊，是不是世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，是不是真实的？
If it's true, only in what sense?
啊，那但是都是真实的话呢？那是啊，只有基线在哪样的定义之下
？Are we right now fall short of God's glory?
啊，我们现在是不是亏欠神的荣耀呢？
我觉得 ，Yes。The Bible said, right, for all have sinned fall short of God's glory. This is only before baptism.
啊，这边所指的啊，应该是就是说，在我们还没受洗之前。
We, the one who are baptized.
啊，但是我们已经受洗了。
We put on our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们披戴了基督。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of the visible God.
那么基督呢，就是啊神荣耀的这彰显。
And how can we say we fall short of God's glory?
那么我们怎么说现在还亏欠了神荣耀呢？
But of course, sometimes the glory inside of us is not as glorious as we want it to be because our own weaknesses.
啊，但是有时候基于我们的软弱啊，我们内在的荣耀。啊，这个啊，不是我们所想望的这么大的荣耀。
But if after baptism,
啊，但是经过洗礼之后
，we still fall short of God's glory.
啊，我们仍然亏欠神的荣耀。
This means we have no hope to enter the kingdom of God. We have no hope.
那这样子的话，我们就没有盼望能够进入神国。
But for those of us who are baptized,
啊，但是对我们受洗的人
，we fulfill and reach the glory of God.
啊，我们已经成全了啊，而且达到这个神的荣耀。
That's why in verse 24.
啊，所以在二十四节。
So being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
啊，说且蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
So because the Lord Jesus Christ have redeemed us.
啊，因为主耶稣基督已经啊救赎了我们。
No longer we fall short of God's glory.
啊，我们就不再亏欠神的荣耀了。
But because Jesus is the glory of God.
啊，因为主耶稣基督啊，他就是神的荣耀。
So that's why from now on when we look at sin.
从现在开始我们看着罪
We should look at it right in its face and be able to overcome it
就是说我们看着罪，我们能够胜过他。
Remember, even when we try many things of ourselves, we can never overcome our sin.
要记得,我们都是靠着自己,我们从来不能够胜过罪。
But because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是因为耶稣基督。
So that's why we should no longer feel guilty of sin.
所以我们不需要再感觉有这个犯罪,
but if we still continue to live a life to feel guilty and sin,
但是我们都是仍然活在这个罪中,有这个罪恶感。
This means we ourselves cannot overcome it.
而且表示意思就是说我们没有办法靠着自己胜过。
In a sense that we do not live a life to glorify the name of God.
那么这样子呢，我们就是没有过着能够荣耀神的生活。
And maybe what some of the sin that make us feel guilty?
当然有时候我们犯的罪会使我们有这个犯罪感。
Actually, the sin of breaking God's law.
就是说呢，这个犯了神的这个律法。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
我们打开这个雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2 verse 10.
雅各书第二章的第十节。
James chapter 2 verse 10.
雅各书第二章的第十节。
For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all.
说因为凡遵守全律法的，只要在一条上跌倒。
So if we do not follow the commandment of the law of God, if we do not follow the commandment of the law of God,
所以我们都是没有遵守这个律法上的所有的规定。
Sometimes we feel very guilty inside.
我们内在就感觉到这个非常的这个犯罪感。
For example, we know we need to come to Sabbath to worship God.
比方说我们知道安息日，我们应该来教会。
If we don't come to Sabbath to worship God, maybe the first two, three times, you feel very guilty inside.
若是你没有安息日来守安息，你的内在就感觉到这很有这个犯罪感。
Because to come to worship on Saturday is the commandment from God.
因为这个安息日来守这个安息是神的诫命。
So we break this commandment, and then the Holy Spirit will rebuke us to feel guilty, so we can repent in front of God.
那么因为我们不来守，所以圣灵责备我们，那我们就应该在神面前悔改才对。
But sometimes, even though we don't come for Sabbath for many years, we don't feel any kind of guilty.
但是经过成年累月，我们安息日都不来守安息，我们也没有这个犯罪感了。
It doesn't mean that we're doing the right thing.
但是并不是说我们做的是对的。But
rather, conscience is numb to to do the will of God.
而乃是说这个良心已经是非常迟钝了，所以感受不到神的这个。
So next time when we feel guilty in front of God,
所以下一次我们在神面前都是还有这个罪恶感。
Because sometimes we break, some kind of law that God commands us to do.
有时候就是因为我们犯了这个神的律法诫命。
But there's also another law that we can break is the emotional law, emotional guilt.
有时候我们犯了这个错误是
emotional guilt. Sometimes we
就是在感觉上的这个罪恶感。
For example, when we hate a person.
比如说我们恨一个人。
I hate a person inwardly. We feel very sorrowful. Why? Because we go against God's teaching.
因为我们都是怀恨的心的话呢，就是事实上我们是违背神的这个教训。
Or sometimes we feel like we should do a certain things. Right, for our parents or for our siblings.
有时候呢，我们是应该是为自己父母，或者是为自己兄弟姐妹做一些事。
So when we don't do it, this means emotionally we feel very guilty.
但是我们不做，所以呢，在我们这个情绪上，我们也会有一种犯罪的感觉。
I think most of us fall into the second category.
我想大部分我们感觉到这个感受呢，是在第二个部分。
The emotional guilt.
就是在感觉上的这种犯罪感。
Actually, for me, sometimes I have this kind of guilty feeling.
就是我自己有时候也有这样的感受。
Because as a servant of God, sometimes I feel that I need to do more than what I'm doing now.
就是做一个神的仆人，我觉得我应该更做多一点，但是我做不到。
And for example, Pacifica Church.
比如说这个太平洋教会。
As a minister, I need to be here more.
我是当地的传道人，我应该多在这里。
Especially on Saturday.
尤其是礼拜六。
Of course, for those of you who come on Wednesday, I see you quite often.
当然礼拜三参加聚会的，我们是常常见面。
But for those brothers and sisters who come on Saturday, if they miss one time, it just happened that the one time I'm here, that I don't see them for 3 months.
那么有时候呢，就是因为安息生日我不在这里，那么不看。 看不见哪一位弟兄姐妹，一下子就三个月不见了。
Actually, as a minister, sometimes I feel really guilty.
那么我做一个当地的传道人，我感觉到是很难过。
I cannot develop a relationship with every brother and sister here in Pacifica Church.
因为没有办法跟这个在地的弟兄姐妹每一个人发生上的关系。
Especially when I hear some members say, "Who is the pastor of Pacifica Church?" Right? I feel really sad if they, you know, they don't know who the pastor of Pacifica Church is.
尤其是当有人来问说，到底是谁是 Pacifica 教会的负责的传道，我听到这种话的时候，我心里头也很难过。So
when it comes to a sin, these are two categories you can categorize. Why do we feel guilty?
所以就是提到这个罪的问题的时候呢，我们有两种方面的感受。But
it doesn't mean when we don't feel these two things inside of us. For example, when we break the law, we don't feel guilty. When we hate someone, when we don't do what we say to do, we don't feel guilty. It doesn't mean we are right.
但是你若是没有这种感受，就是说，比方说犯了神的律法，或者是在这个恨恶弟兄姐妹，但是你也不感觉到这个犯罪感的话，那也不表示说我们是对的。Because
on the end day, God will judge every single one as the same.
因为到这个幕后审判的日子，神都会审判我们每一个人。
If we have this kind of sin inside of us,
都是我们内在还有这种罪的问题,
of course, then the conclusion is death.
当然，这个罪的结局就是死。
Because sin comes upon death for every single one of us.
因为这个罪，这个死是借着罪而来的。
That's why we have to take it very seriously.
所以我们大家要非常认真地思考这个问题。Even
though we're not fall short of God's glory,
虽然说没有这个亏欠神的荣耀,
but sometimes because of our sin,
但是有时候因为我们的罪,
we don't put on the whole of Christ.
我们就没有把基督这个披戴在我们身上。
And that's the time we become sure of God's glory.
那个时候就是我们亏欠神的荣耀。Let's
turn to John chapter 12.
我们看耶和华的第十二章。
John chapter 12 verse 48.
耶和华的第十二章48节。
12 verse 48.
十二章48节。
Verse 47.
第47节。
And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Verse 48.
48节.
He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that will judge him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. So in these two verses, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us in verse 47, if anyone hear his word and does not believe, he will not judge them.
这个四十七节，主耶稣说的话，就说若有人听见我的话不遵守的，不是我去审判他。
Because during the time he came to save the world.
因为我来，不是要审判这个世界，而是要救这个世界。
But when he come the second time,
但是当我第二次再来的时候,
he will not come to save the world, but only save those who have been chosen.
主耶稣来并不是要救这个世界，而是只有救 那些得救的人,
but he will come to judge the whole world.
第二次来的时候呢，他就要审判这个全世界。
And he will judge, he will use his word to judge the whole world.
当主耶稣审判全世界的时候呢，就是用他的话来审判世界。
Just like in the book of Revelation.
就好像在启示录。
When Jesus Christ come again in his glorious form.
因为当主耶稣在荣耀的这个形体来到世上的时候。
And say out of his mouth there came out a double-edged sword.
从主的口中发出这个两刃的利剑。
And he will strike the nation with his sword out of his mouth.
他会用这两刃的利剑来审判全世界。
Of course, we know the sword is his word and is the word of God.
我们知道这两刃的利剑就是代表神的话。
So that's why when we feel a guilty feeling because of we breaking the law, God's commandment.
所以当我们这个犯了神的诫命的时候，我们有一个犯罪感。
We should repent and then try to fulfill God's law, what he's telling us.
我们应该悔改，而且要能够来履行这个神的律法。
If emotionally we feel guilty inside,
但是若是在这个感受上感觉到这个罪,
maybe because we lack of love,
比方说我们感觉到我们缺乏爱,
maybe as a Christian we do not do what we need to do,
做一个基督徒，但是我们没有做得到当做的事,
then we also need to repent.
那么这样子也应该悔改。
And to ask God, what is the right thing for us to do?
我们问神说，到底是哪样是对的事我应该做的。
But the problem is, if we do not feel that we break God's law, or our conscience is clear when we're doing the wrong thing, this means we have a big problem.
啊，但是呢，都是我们没有遵照神的诫命，而且我们也没有犯罪感，啊，那么这表示说我们大有问题了。
Just like in a car, it's in a car, inside a car, there's a red light.
啊，就好像在我们的车子里面。
When the red light comes on, this means something wrong with the engine.
啊，当有这个啊红色的警戒灯亮起来的时候，我们知道我们车子的这个引擎有问题了。
But if we keep continually ignore this red light.
啊，但是呢，我们都是继续的啊来忽略啊这个警戒灯。
Just like sometime I, you know, some brother sister they drive in a car with the red light on, ask them, hey, do you see the red light? Right.
啊，就好像有时候我们看见这个红灯亮起来，但是我们还是继续开。
And say, oh, it's always like that. I just, you know, forget it. I don't pay attention to it, right?
啊，那你说啊，这个红灯常常亮起来啊，我从来是不去注意它。
Actually, we cannot do this with our faith.
啊，那么这样的情况不能啊，这个啊应用在我们的信心生活
上。When we feel guilty about something.
啊，当我们感觉到这个有罪恶感的时候
，This means the red light is on. There's something we're doing is wrong.
啊，意思就是说红灯已经亮起来了，我们已经做错什么事。
So we need to go in front of our Lord Jesus Christ and to ask Him to see exactly what's wrong, so we can repent and be men of a relationship with Him.
啊，我们应该回到主的面前啊，来问说啊，到底我是错在哪里啊？然后我们要悔改，而且要回到这个正路上。
Because as long as we have this guilty feeling inside of us,
啊，只要我们内心有这种啊这个不安的这个犯罪感
，This means the power of sin is ruling over us.
啊，意思就是说呢，这个啊这个罪的律啊一直在啊这个管理着我们。
Let's go to John chapter 8 verse 31.
啊，我们看这约翰福音的第八章三十一节。
John chapter 8 verse 31.
约翰福音第八章的三十一节。
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him.If you abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed. Verse 32.
啊，三十二节。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Verse 33.
啊，三十三节。
They answer him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Verse 34.
三十四节。
Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." So we can see during this time that Lord Jesus Christ said, "If you abide in my word." You are my disciple.
啊，在这里主耶稣说，你们都是常常遵守我的道，就是真是我的门徒了。
And if you are my disciple, then you will know the truth, and then the truth will set you free.
那你们都是真是我的门徒的话呢？那个真理，你们就晓得真理，而且真理要使你们得自由。
But they say they are this, they're Abraham descendant.
啊，那么你们说你们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And have never been in bondage to anyone.
那从来没有做过谁的奴仆。
Actually, I don't understand what they say in this time. The Israelites, right? To Abraham descended, they've been in bondage in Egypt for many, many years, right?
啊，这以色列人在回答啊，事实上呢，啊，虽然说他们也是亚伯兰的后裔，但是他们在埃及做奴仆已经很久。
And even during that time, they're also under the bondage of the Romans.
啊，他们也在主耶稣的时代，他们也是在罗马的这个啊这个制服之下。
Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ not talking about the bondage, that kind of bondage.
啊，当然主耶稣在这里所说的啊那些做谁的奴仆，不是那一种的奴仆。
But in verse 34, he tells us.
啊，三十四节主耶稣回答说。
Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin."
啊，就说耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，所以犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Sometimes we say this world belongs to Satan.
啊，有时候我们说这个世界是属魔鬼的。
We misunderstand that, oh, maybe Satan is the one who created this world, and Satan is the one who have control over this world.
啊，有些人有误，变成误解了啊，就说好像这个世界是魔鬼造的，那么现在都是啊在魔鬼的手下。
Actually, our God created this world.
啊，事实上不是魔鬼造这个世界。
And everything in this world belongs to our God.
啊，这个啊世界上所有是属神的，而不是属魔鬼的。
But those who live in the world,
啊，但是呢，这个活在这个世界的
，they will commit sin.
啊，他们会犯罪。
When they commit sin, they're under control of Satan.
啊，他们犯的罪呢，就是在魔鬼的啊制服之下。
That's why in the Bible describes two different places people can live.
啊，所以在圣经里头提到有两种不同的层次。
Especially in the book of Revelation.
啊，尤其是在使徒行传。
Those people who live on earth.
啊，就是说地上的人。
They are controlled by Satan.
啊，就是魔鬼所祝福的。
But those who live in the heavenly Jerusalem, heavenly kingdom, their God is our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，但是住在天上的啊，他们是属神的啊，他们是住在这个啊这个属灵的耶路撒冷的国度的。
So when the Bible says Satan, the prince of this world, the prince of those people who commit sin and a slave of sin.
啊，所以当圣经提到说啊，这个魔鬼是这个世界的王， 啊，就是指着那些世界上的人，他们犯罪啊，他们成为这个魔鬼的奴仆。
But for us, we live in heavenly places.
但是对我们来讲，我们是这个啊，这个住在天上的人。
The only way that we can become bondage of sin is when we want to come down to the world and live in the world.
啊，当我们成为这个罪的奴仆啊，只有说我们愿意啊，这个。啊，这个活在罪当中啊，回到这个世界上，那才会成为魔鬼的奴仆。
Just like in the book of Genesis.
啊，就好像在创世纪里头。
They say when the son of God saw the son of the daughter of man were beautiful, right? They took them into marriage as their wife.
啊，就说这个神的众子看见人的啊，这个女儿啊，他们貌美，所以要娶他们为妻。
Actually, those sons of God are those who walk according to God's will.
啊，那些神的众子应该指的啊，那些有神的道啊，行在神的道当中的人。
And those who live in the presence of God.
啊，他们是坐在神的光中。
But the daughter of man are those who live according to Satan and controlled by the sin of the world in that time.
啊，但是属于啊这个世上的这个人啊，他们就是犯罪啊，他们是在魔鬼的掌握之下的。
So because they took the wives of the peoples in the world, then of course God had to destroy everything.
啊，那么啊，当他们跟这个啊，这个世上的人啊的啊的儿女啊结婚生子的时候啊，当然神要毁灭他们。
So the same thing for us.
啊，那么这样的原则也是应用到我们
身上。We live in the heavenly places.
啊，我们是住在这个天上的人。
So do not come down from the heavenly place and live in this world.
啊，所以我们不应该从这个天上的这个城市啊，这个堕落到这个地面上来，那活在罪中。
If we live in this world, Satan will have control over us.
啊，都是我们活在这个罪中，属于这个世上的人，那魔鬼就掌权了。
And we are controlled by our sin.
啊，我们就被罪所辖制了。
Let's turn to Book of Romans.
啊，我们看一下这个罗马书。
Romans chapter 7.
啊，罗马书的第七章。
Romans chapter 7, verse 14.
罗马书第七章的第十四节
Verse 14、
啊、第十四节
For we know that the law is spiritual But I am carnal, so under sin Verse 15、
啊、第十五节
For what I am doing, I do not understand For what I will to do, that I do not practice But what I hate, that I do Verse 16
十六节
If then I do what I will not to do I agree with the law that is not good Verse 17
十七节
But now it is no longer I who do it But sin that dwells in meSo during this point, Paul talked about how sin has control over his life before he came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，保罗在这里描述啊，当他还没有认识主耶稣基督之前啊，这个罪怎样子统治的他。
But now that he come to know God,
啊，但是呢，我们现在已经来认识神了。
That he been baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们受洗了，而且领受着应许的圣灵了。
Even though before he can say, "Oh wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death?" That is on verse 24.
啊，就是在二十四节这边所说的啊，就说我真是苦啊，谁能救我这起死身体的时候
？But on verse 25, it says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord."So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
啊，但是二十五节它的结论就是说，感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督，我已经脱离了。
So in other words, even though in this world physically we live in this world.
啊，所以虽然说这个我们肉身是活在这个世界上
，but our mind.
啊，但是我们的心
，our mentality.
啊，就是我们心里头的心态。
It should be in the heavenly places.
啊，应该是做一个天上人。
So even our body live in this sinful world.
啊，所以说我们肉体活在这个有罪的世界上。
But our body will grow corrupt every single day.
啊，那么我们啊，这个外体一天一天的朽坏。
Because, but spiritually we live in the heavenly kingdom.
啊，但是呢，在属灵里头啊，我们是啊，活在这个天上的国度。
And that's how we can overcome the sin.
那么就是因为这样子，我们可以胜过这个世界的
罪。But from the beginning, men were sold under sin.
啊，但是呢，啊，在起初的时候呢，啊，我们已经被卖啊，这个。啊，到属于这个世界的罪。
That's why nowadays people in the world they truly live under sin.
啊，所以呢，讲说现在的世人真的是活在这个罪中。
Without our Lord Jesus Christ, it's impossible for them to overcome the sinful ways.
啊，若不是借着耶稣基督的话，他们没有办法胜过这个世界的罪。
You can see the marriage in America now went up to 55%. People end up divorced within 3 to 5 years.
啊，因为在美国啊，这个离婚率。啊，就是已经达到55%啊，就是说啊，这个结婚之后3年到5年啊，55%的人他们是离婚的。
And nowadays many people they cheat on their wife, cheat on their husband.
啊，那今天有很多的 啊，这个妻子他们欺骗了丈夫啊，或者是丈夫啊在外面欺骗了妻子。
Many people addicted to drugs and alcohol.
啊，也有很多人啊，他们患毒啊，或者是醉酒。
Of course, every single one of them, they did not want to do all these bad things.
啊，当然啊，这个患毒啊，这个醉酒的人，没有一个人他们想过这种生活。
But they can't help it.
啊，但是他们没有办法帮助自己。
Because they are sold under sin.
啊，因为他们已经卖啊，被卖给这个罪了。
But for us, if we live this kind of life.
啊，但是对于我们都是活这样的生活的话
，This means the blood of Christ is useless for us.
啊，就是表示说耶稣的宝血对我们没有什么帮助，没有什么益处了。
Because we live in the heavenly kingdom.
啊，那应该是我们是活在这个天上。
We should overcome the things of this world.
啊，我们能够胜过这个世界上的罪才对。
But a need for us to have faith.
啊，但是呢，能够胜过世界上的罪，我们需要有信心。
Without faith, we cannot overcome the sin of this world.
啊，因为如果没有信心的话，我们不能够胜过这个世界上的罪。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 2.
啊，我们来看一下啊，使徒行传的第二章。
The book of Acts chapter 2.
啊，使徒行传的第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 38.
啊，第二章的三十八节。
Verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
三十八节说，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦，就必领受所应许的圣灵。
So that's why the Bible many times tell us that you must believe. If you believe, then a person will be baptized.
啊，所以圣经里有讲说，每一个人都要信啊，因为信的人一定要受洗。
If a person believes, they must repent of their old ways.
那么信的人呢，他们一定是要悔改过去的过患。
So we want to overcome our sin.
啊，所以这是我们要胜过这个罪。
We have to have the mentality: the day that we are baptized, the day we are cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we fulfill the righteousness of God.
啊，所以我们要记得啊，就是在受洗的那一天啊，我们已经成全了神的义。啊，我们已经受洗归入主的名下。
This means we no longer fall short of God's glory.
啊，那表示从那一天开始，我们不再是亏欠神的荣耀。
But rather, when we put on Christ Jesus.
啊，而乃是披戴这个基督。
We fulfill the glory of God.
啊，我们已经啊，这个啊，有了这个基督的荣耀在我们身上。
But from then on, we need to continue to live a life to have this glory of God on inside of us.
啊，但是从那一天开始啊，我们就是。啊，要过着啊这个荣耀主的生活。
So that's why the people in the world.
啊，所以这个世界上的人。
If they are not baptized.
啊，若是他还没有受洗。
No matter how hard they try to do, they can never overcome their sin.
啊，不管他们怎样子的靠自己努力，也胜不了这个罪。
Because when you're not baptized, you're not released from your bondage.
啊，因为你还没有受洗啊，你还没有从这个罪的捆绑之下能够被释放。
Just like a person when he's in prison.
就好像一个被关在监狱的囚犯。
If there's no one going to the prison and deliver them out of the prison, it doesn't matter what kind of prison they're in, even the place, you know, it looks nice and stuff like that, but they still live in prison.
啊，若是啊，他们没有被释放啊，离开这个啊监牢，那不管是哪样子的个监牢啊，虽然说有些监牢的里面还是非常舒服，但是他们还是在监牢里面。
Just like all those executives when they, you know, when they get caught with fraud, right? They go into a jail, but the jail is very nice.
啊，就好像现在那个啊，就说很高薪的这个白领阶级啊，这个做这个经理的啊，他们犯了这个罪之后，他们也是被关到监狱里头去。
They have like plasma TV, cable TV. They have gardener.They have like servant to serve them, right? All these rich people.
啊，但是呢，那这有钱人关注监狱啊，但是他们还看这个很好看的这个啊这个扁的电视啊，还有人帮他们这个服侍倒茶，所以他们虽然关在监狱，但是还是过得很好。
So even though they think, you know, they try to pretend they're not in jail, but they're still in jail.
啊，所以他们假装说我不是被关在监狱，但事实上他们是在监狱当囚犯的。
So sometimes when we live in this world, we are in bondage and slave of sin in this world.
啊，所以都是我们活在这个世界啊，我们就是给这个罪的捆绑，我们是啊，这个啊属这个世界。
It doesn't matter how much we pretend that we're not in bondage, but we are still in bondage.
啊，那不管说我们怎样子来假装我们不是在这个啊这个罪恶的捆绑活在这个世界，但事实上啊就是如此。
That's why if we do not have our Lord Jesus Christ,
啊，所以说都是我们没有耶稣基督的话
，we can never overcome the sin.
啊，我们从来没有胜过这个世界。
That's why, even though there's many Christian denomination out there,
啊，那么也是因为这样子，有很多这个教啊，这个基督教的教派。
If they don't If they don't get baptized according to the Bible,
所以若是他们没有根据这个圣经来受洗,
they cannot be saved.
他们没有办法得救,
because if they don't get baptized according to the Bible, their sins still remain inside of them.
因为他们不根据圣经, 来受洗, 他们的罪还是没有被得赦,
if the sins still remain inside them, this means the conclusion is death, because sin come about death.
那时候是这个罪还没有被得赦, 那么罪的结局就是死, 因为死就是从罪来的。
That's why for us, we truly praise and thank God.
所以对于我们来讲, 我们真的是要感谢神。
Maybe many of you, you've been in church, in true church for many years.
或许我们当中很多人在真耶稣教会已经, 很多年了。
And sometimes we don't appreciate as much.
但是呢, 有时候呢, 我们不会感受到, 我们应该, 对神有很多的感恩的心才对。
But many of us who come from outside the church,
也有很多是从别的教会来到我们真耶稣教会的。
We see more clear how wonderful, how precious this church is.
我们比较一下就可以知道, 这个真耶稣教会, 是何等的宝贵。
Just like my Cambodian father.
就好像我亲生的这个, 这个高棉的父亲。
Actually, he went to other churches before.
他到别的教会去。
He now baptized in their church.
但是现在呢，他在我们真耶稣教受洗了。
And like I shared you before, he came to get baptized. He was sick almost every day. Right? He was in and out of hospital.
我跟大家见证过，在他还没有在我们真耶稣教受洗之前， 他常常就是生病， 常常进入医院。
And he can never gain weight.
他从来没有办法这个体重增加。
So when I talked to my mother a couple days ago,
几天之前我跟我的亲生母亲说话。
I asked, "How are you doing?"
问他说你们最近怎么样？
And I asked him, "Have you been praying?"
问他们说你们现在有没有祷告？
And they say, "Yes." Yeah, sometimes they forget at night before they go to bed, but they still pray.
他说虽然有时候忘记了，但是我们还是有祷告。
But my mother says to me, "Rudy, I can't believe your dad hasn't been sick since he came to get baptized. He has not been sick."
但是呢，我母亲跟我讲说，你父亲自从受洗到现在呢。 他都没有生过病。
And he has not taken any kind of medication, anything at all.
他也没有吃什么任何的药。
And he tried to gain weight for many years. Only this time, the last month, he gained weight. Now he says his cheek is all chubby and stuff like that, right? And they're so happy.
然后呢，他就是过去几年来，他都想这个增加体重。 但是做不到，那最近受洗之后呢，他慢慢的就这个红光焕发，增加这个体重了。
This is the word from my mother.
这是我妈妈亲口跟我的见证。
She just said, "I can't believe he's not sick. She cannot believe, because she's been with him all this time, he's always sick, right? But now he's not sick."
真的不能想象得到现在, 这个我的父亲, 已经不再生病。
And every time I talk to my mother, I realize one thing, she always say, "Oh, thank you, thank you, Jesus," right? Every time I talk to her, "Thank you to Jesus."
那每次我跟妈妈说话的时候，妈妈都会说，感谢主，这个感谢耶稣。
So she really understand and appreciate what we have here in TJC.
所以她开始能够认识明白，到底真耶稣教会，是有什么不同。
But I mean, look at the aspect of financial aspect in TJC.
那么再看看我们教会的这个财政的情况。
For me, I don't know anybody, right, lack of financial thing. Really, almost 98% of people in our church, they are well-to-do. They can survive.
对于我来讲，我真的不晓得说，在真耶稣教会的人，还有在经济上有什么窘困的状态，因为98%的人都蒙神的祝福，都这个经济上非常富裕。
Of course, we work hard and also God bless us.
当然是大家努力工作，但是重要的就是神的祝福。
But sometimes we take things like this for granted.
但是有时候我们会把这样的福气呢，当作理所当然。
But when I look at my friends who's outside the church,
当我看我自己的朋友，他们不是属教会的。
Actually, they don't have enough money to even to buy a house and enough money to do this, enough money to do that, even though they're very hardworking people. But whatever they do, it seems just go right out of their pockets.
虽然说他们也是非常的努力工作，但是呢，他们总是在经济上有窘困，这个缺钱，比方说要买房子，或者是买什么东西，好像他们努力工作，但是这个钱收来了又流失之际的。But
we have to realize this is a great blessing from God.
但是我们要知道，我们今天能够有这样的福气，是神的祝福。
Do not take it for granted.
我们不应该把它当作理所当然。
Just like many of us, maybe before we are very poor, but now we are well to do.
就好像过去我们有些人非常的窘困，但是现在变得富有。
Of course, we work very hard.
当然我们努力工作。
And but some of us who have children.
我们当中有些人有孩子。
Look how well our children are doing.
就看看我们的孩子，他们这个这个有 有很好的这个教养。
In that church, sometimes you know the children, they go to Harvard, they go to MIT, they go to Stanford, Princeton. It's just very normal stuff, right? Normal.
在我们真耶稣教会这些年轻人他们上了这个最高的学府像史丹佛大学、哈佛大学、麻省理工学院好像这些都是很自然的事情。
This doctors, lawyers, engineer, all these things is a very common thing in our church.
在我们教会有些这孩子呢，成为医生，成为这个律师，成为工程师，好像这些都很自然的事。
But it's not a common thing in the world.
但是呢，这在世界上这个并不是很寻常。
Many people, it's very difficult for them to find a good job.
对这个世界上的人，他们要找到合适的工作也是很困难的。
And to go to all those best colleges is really, that is like their dream to be there.
那么能够上这些最高的学府，对他们来讲，是呈现不了的一个梦想而已。
Just like my niece, my niece is my older brother's daughter. His niece.
就好像有一个侄女，她是我这个年纪最大哥哥的女儿。
So her mother called me up, told me that she got into Brown University, right?
她母亲打电话给我说，她进入这个 Brown University 这个大学。
For me, I was totally in shock.
对我来讲，我是完全的惊讶。
Because the school she go to in Boston, they call Lynn, right? Lynn is a city of sin. It's so bad.
因为他这个高中所上的学校呢，就是一个非常不好的这个学期。
Maybe out of those 1,000 people, maybe 3-4 go to Ivy League school, right? If they can get in.
那么就说，在成千的学生当中，大概只有两三个才能够进入好的大学。
Out of 1,000 people.
只有在1,000人当中只有两三个。
In our church, really, so many youth. It's really God's blessing. So many of them, they can go to all the best colleges.
但是在我们教会里面，我们看很多年轻人，他们都上了最好的学校。
So this is a great blessing from God.
那么这是从神来的祝福。
And look at our children. None of them, I mean, most of them, they're not on drugs. They're not addicted to alcohol. Right? They don't have boyfriend, girlfriend. This is truly a blessing from God. They're not take it very lightly.
那感谢神，就是看看我们教会的孩子，他们不会这个贩毒，或者是在外面结交这个男女的朋友，他们非常的保守自己，那么这些呢，都是神的恩典，我们不应该把它当作理所当然。Because
the day that we are baptized.
因为我们受洗的那一天。
The day that our children are baptized.
或者是我们的孩子他们受洗那一天。
We are no longer slaves to sin.
我们不再做罪的奴仆。
But rather we are righteous in front of God.
我们在神面前已经称义了。
We fulfill the glory of God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为借着主耶稣基督，我们已经得到神的荣耀。
Let's go to Romans chapter 6.
我们再回到罗马书的第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
第六章的第六节到第七节。
For he who has died has been freed from sin, verse 8.
第八节。
Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. So in other words, those of us who are baptized,
所以对我们受洗的人,
from chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 6, is talking about baptism and being crucified with Christ.
因为罗马书第六章第一节到第六节就是提到怎么洗礼, 就怎样子跟主同定，同死同埋葬同复活了。
So, for he who has died has been freed from sin.
所以这个已经在罪上死的人，他们已经脱离了罪的这个牢靠。
How wonderful this is.
那么这是何等美好的事。
But we need to have faith to believe in this.
但是我们需要有信心才能相信这件事情。
If we always believe that we fall short of God's glory.
都是我们还是感觉我们还是亏欠神的荣耀。
This is very humble of us.
好像我们觉得这样子称自己是很谦虚。
But it's not the truth.
但事实上并不是应该这样。
Everybody who before they are baptized receive the Holy Spirit, yes, we fall short of God's glory.
因为对于我们来讲，我们还没有受洗，还没有得圣灵之前，我们是亏欠了神的荣耀。
But after we are baptized and put on our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是我们受洗之后，我们披戴了基督。
We cannot say we fall short of God's glory.
我们不应该说我们还是亏欠神荣耀。
If we fall short of God's glory, what's the point that Lord Jesus Christ come and shed His blood on the cross for us?
若是我们还是感觉到我们是亏欠神荣耀，那么为什么主耶稣要再要来，然后要在十字架上流出宝血来救赎我们罪呢？
But we need to have faith.
但是呢，要感觉到我们已经披戴了基督，有神的荣耀，我们需要信心。
To understand, we should enter the Holy of Holy. Boldly invite in front of God.
就是说我们能够坦然无忌的这个进入这个圣所在神的面前。
And only then we have the strength to overcome our sinful way.
那么这样子我们就可以胜过这个罪或者罪的力。
To understand the victory is not within ourselves.
要知道说这个得胜并不是靠着我们自己。
But rather our victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们的得胜乃是靠着耶稣基督。
And through the faith that we have in Him.
那么借着这个信心我们就能够活在基督里头。
Because we are the chosen people of God.
因为我们是神所拣选的选民。
We are His holy nation.
我们就是他圣洁的国度。
We are His royal priesthood.
我们是有金尊的祭司。
And we are His special people.
我们是属神的子民。
We are chosen to praise His name.
我们被拣选就是要来荣耀神的名。
Because we manifest and fulfill the glory of God.
因为我们彰显而且成全了这个神的荣耀。
So let's rise up and sing Him.
我们再站立一起来唱诗。
354。
354首。
354。
354。354首。
Because in verse chapter hymn 354, victory in Jesus, He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在354首里头说，神给我们得胜就是借着耶稣基督。I heard an old story.